Before we eat the bread and before we drink the juice, the Apostle Paul says that we ought to examine ourselves so that we don't eat the bread and drink the juice in an unworthy manner. And so let's do just that. Let's examine ourselves in the world. Do you feel that the world is broken and full of weeds and thorns? Do you feel it the way you know that gravity exists? You feel the brokenness in relationships, in health. You feel the brokenness. And can you feel the strength of the weeds and thorns? They're very real. And these weeds and thorns, they choke out the life of Christ in you, the life that God wants you to now live in your Messiah. Is that a reality to you? If it is real, the brokenness in the world, that weeds and thorns are present, are you also aware of God's seed that He's planted within you? And the purpose of that seed is this, that right now you can live the life of Christ. That means that right now you can go where He is, you can do what He is doing, you can say what He is saying. That right now God has placed His Spirit within you to move you to be Christ's servant. Do you know both of those things? Both the brokenness of the world, as well as the life, the very seed of God within you. And one more thing. Do you know that right now, the Spirit of God within you is applauding the life of Christ that you live? He's applauding that. He takes great delight in that. Let's think again briefly about the weeds and the thorns. Do you know that the weeds and the thorns in your life, they make the opportunity to live the life of Christ? They make that opportunity seem repulsive to you. Can you relate to the experience of your enemy whispering in your ear that if you were to live the life of Christ, what a terrible life that would be? But do you also know that those thorns, those weeds, they only grow in your life with your permission? Once you have sworn your allegiance to Jesus as King, they no longer have real authority over you unless you give them. So this is my point. Paul says we ought to examine ourselves so that we don't eat the bread and drink the juice in an unworthy manner. A part of what that means is that if there is any unconfessed sin in our lives, that we clear that up between us and our Heavenly Father. And also, by the way, we confess the sins to those that we've sinned against, our brothers and sisters here. So along that line, are there any weeds or thorns that are choking out the life of Christ in you right now? If there are, this is your opportunity to confess them and to repent of them. Remember, they only have authority over you if you give them that permission. And are there any weeds or thorns of broken relationships? You know, broken relationships hold a great deal of power and influence over your life. If there are, then now is your chance to clean up your messes. Now is the chance to clear up those broken relationships. And so here's the question to ask yourself, myself. Does confessing those sins, does clearing up those broken relationships, do they seem like life to me, or do they seem like death? Here in John 12, Jesus is talking about life, real life. And he says, I'm telling you the truth here. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. It really doesn't live the life intended. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Jesus continues, anyone who loves their life, what's he talking about loving their life? Well, it's loving the weeds and the thorns that they are allowing to grow in their life. That's really what he's talking about here. He's saying, if you love those weeds and those thorns that are choking out the Word of God, then you will lose the very life that God has planted within you. And he says, while anyone who hates their life, and think in that terms of the weeds and the thorns that we are turning away from in this world, that if you will turn from those, repent and confess, and live the life of Christ, then you will keep that life that he has planted within you for eternal life. And Jesus is clear that the life he intends for us to live is actually his life. He puts it this way: whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant will also be. And why would anybody ever want to go where Jesus goes and do what he's doing and say what he's saying? Why would anybody ever want to do that? Jesus says, this is why. He says that whoever serves me, my Father will honor the one who serves me. So my question is this: is that a life worth living? Is living a life that the Father honors, is that a life worth living? Does living that life that the Father honors, does it hold any value for you? If living that life does, then today, as we eat the bread and as we drink the juice, we remember the seed that fell to the ground and died so that we can live. Is it good that we remember that? It is. And as we remember our Messiah and our King, who laid down his life so that we can live, also as we eat this bread and we drink this juice, we commit to, like him, fall to the ground and die and enter into the life of our Messiah. In a moment, we're going to listen to a song, and that song, it celebrates the life of our King. And it says again and again that it is a life worthy of all honor and glory and praise. As you listen to that song, there's a couple of things I would like for you to do, that you use that time to prepare yourself for the Lord's Supper. Do this. As you listen to the song, if there is any unconfessed sin in your life between you and your Heavenly Father, or between you and a brother and sister, take that time to confess that sin. Ask for forgiveness. And if, as you're listening to that song, you remember those who have sinned against you, forgive them. Forgive them for that sin. And as you remember that your King died for you, and that now his life is within you, commit to move from this point forward to be the servant of Christ, to go where he is, to do what he's doing, to say what he's saying. And lastly, as you listen to the song, look forward to the day when the Lord Jesus will return, and look forward to the resurrection of even your body, out of a broken world, free from all weeds and thorns. Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? It is. And in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup. Let's get that next slide. Thank you. It says, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." And again, we ask the question, is it good that we remind ourselves of this? It is. Next slide, please. There's a certain future that we look forward to. The Apostle Paul reminds us, "For whenever you eat the bread and drink this juice, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Is it good that we remind ourselves of that? It is. Thank you for being a part of our Lord's Supper service.
Thanks, Loy. We're going to...